Good morning. Today is July the 3rd, 2026, Friday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open with me in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 15, beginning in verse number 12. We'd like to share some verses with you. The Word of God reads, "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known unto you." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, this morning as we read this very powerful text from the very lips of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, we understand the importance, the imperative of being a friend to Christ, a friend to those around us, a friend to our family, a friend to ones that we may meet that are even strangers. For Jesus speaks to us as well that this is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. The great love that Christ has for you today, beloved, we know that Christ desires, His Word commands us today to come forth and to share that same love, that same agape great love that He has shared with us, with someone else that we may meet, someone else that we may know. You know, sometimes, most times, I say many times, it's very easy to love those around us that show great love in return. But how can we show the love of Christ, knowing that the love that we provide and the love that we give and share with others is a love that we may not ever receive anything in return for? You know, it's always easy to share things and to give things and to help others do things that we know that someday in the future we may receive a return as well for that work that we've done. But what about those that you may never meet again? What about some stranger that you may meet on a lonely day or a lonely night, one evening maybe, that you stop maybe to help them and they look lonely or they may look like they have no place to stay or no place to go? How do you react then this morning, beloved, I ask you as a Christian to another Christian? How do you act each day when you see strangers that you may not ever meet again, but God has placed in your path to show the love of Christ to them as well as those that you love in your very own family? A powerful question that God posed to me this morning so that we both can grow in Christ in His words. You know, in verse 13, Christ says, "Greater love has no one than this, that would lay down his life for his friends." He's speaking of the death on the cross that He bore. He bore our sins there, beloved. He bore it unto death so that we today can have life and have life everlasting. He says in verse number 14, "You are my friends if you do what I command you," meaning that Christ says that we need to be sure that we adhere to the Word of God in all aspects, in all areas, in all concerns of our life. "You are my friends if you do what I command you." He's speaking of the commandments that He makes unto you for us to love one another, for us to have that great love that Christ showed unto us first. You see, the Word of God tells us that we can love because God loved us first. So many times I find people waiting to receive love from others before they ever share their emotions or their feelings of love and grace towards a stranger. You know, that's not what Christ commanded us to do. Christ commands us to go forward. He commands us to go and to share and to teach the Word of God and the kindness of Christ and the friendship that God offers unto us. For He says in verse number 15, "No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you." Powerful word that we need today to hold in our hearts, beloved, you and I. I would ask you this morning, if you will, to bow your heads with me. Let us just go to the Lord in prayer this morning. And may we today seek God for the independence we need so that we can get our eyes and our heart and our focus off the things around us of the world and put our eyes and our heart on the things that God commands us to receive. Father, this morning we come before You in Jesus' name. We do thank You for these very powerful few verses, God, spoken unto us to do and adhere to in our Christian walk in life. Father, we're thankful today, God, that we can know that we have a friend. That we have a friend in heaven today, Father. His name is Jesus, our Lord, Jesus the Christ. Father, help us today to be that friend for a neighbor. Help us to be that friend for our family, maybe even our husband and our wife. Father, we know today the greatest friends we have are those that are easy to love. But Father, today help us to be a friend to those that have no one to love. Help us to be a friend just like Christ was to those around him, his disciples, those as well, those in his family. Lord, help us to grow in Christ, Father. Lord, help us to grow in a way that our friendship towards others of love and of grace and of peace. A friendship does not seek after the things that it may receive in return, but rather a friendship that's true and enveloped in love, as we may give our heart, our wholeness, our fullness unto friends, our neighbors, our relatives, those around us that we may never meet again. Father, help us to understand what Christ speaks as he speaks of being a true friend. Father, help us today to have that love, that great love, where we have that understanding, Father, where there's no greater love than that, the one that will lay down his life for his friends. God, this day may we lay down in our life the greatest friendship of all as we share your love, Father, with another that we may meet, that may walk in our path today. Father, I ask you on this Independence Day that you would receive our thanks, Father, for the inheritance that we have in this blessed United States of America. Father, I wouldn't stop for a moment not to think and pray without including the great, brave men and women, Father, all through the centuries and decades, God, that have fought for the great freedoms in our great land. Father, I thank you for this blessed country. I would ask you, God, to help each of us as believers, help each of us today as Christians, God, to be faithful, to pray for our leaders, to be faithful, Father, to pray for our great land. Father, may you today receive our thanksgiving. Father, may you today receive our understanding, God, that we need to turn our country around, Father, and go back into the understanding, Father, and the main truth that our country was founded upon, Father, and knowing, God, that this is a country that in God we do trust. And Father, in our hearts today, in our minds and our spirits, God, we ask you for that great strength that we need to endure. We ask you for the great strength, God, that we need as a nation, Father, to go forth and declare that God is our Lord, and that, Lord, today you are in control of all things. And Father, today may you be blessed, may you be honored, and may you always be glorified, Father. Father, I pray today, God, for those that are sick and shut in. We know of families, God, that have lost and suffered the loss of precious husbands and wives and sons and daughters. God, we know of those in the hospital right now that are surely walking on that very edge of life, Father. We'd ask you to bless them. We'd ask you to be near and dear to their families, Lord. We'd ask you to bless our own families today, God, our friends, our relatives, and all those, God, that we know. And Lord, we surely ask you to bless our neighbors today, God. We'd ask you to allow us to be that good neighbor. We'd ask you, Father, to allow us to be that one that would reach out and share the love and peace, the grace, and that wonderful friendship, God, that you call us to do. Have your right of way, Father. Have your will, and always have your peace upon our own hearts. For today, Father, we come and we pray in that name that truly is lifted up above all names. Today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. ¶¶